their airways are much more sensitive than yours and mine. They have trouble breathing. They may have to stop more quickly. They may not be able to do as many things that day. Or, of course, medications have played a major role in helping them to be very functional, and that's our goal with that.
But, I mean, this is an area that is not short for pollution, so therefore this is something they, an asthmatic, has to be concerned with really every day, I would think, in this area.
But especially in summertime with the heat coming, that's what really creates the ozone alert days, where you have the warm air pushing down, keeping pollutants and the, as we call it, the particulate matter, and then irritate the asthmatics airways, especially on those days.
And many cases of asthma are related to allergies.
All asthmatics are much more sensitive to the average things that bombard each and every one of us every day, whether it's grasses, flowers, dust, pollutants, any of those things. We all breathe those in and out every day, viruses and bacteria in the wintertime. But the asthmatics are much more sensitive to that, especially the children.
Do triggers only affect certain people and not others, or can anyone with asthma be affected by any trigger?
Some aren't allergic to much of anything. Others are highly allergic to things. The actual thing that's going on in the bronchial passageways is the airways are irritated. We call that inflammation. And that's what really gets triggered by all of these things.
I was curious to hear physical activity could be a trigger. And I thought, well, now, how in the world do you manage to live with that?
Physical activity is a trigger in each and every one of us. The asthmatic much more so. The more vigorously we exercise, the more likely our airways are to narrow. What you manage,
but
that
you need the exercise.
Absolutely, that's good. The last thing you want to do is sit around. The asthmatic needs to exercise like all of us do. You control that with medications. Common sense as well. You're not going to go out on a day that's an ozone day full of humid air, things like that. That's probably not good for any of us. But our inhalers and our various treatments that we can use can keep the asthmatic very functional, and that's, of course, our goal.
So treatment consists of what?
It depends person to person. It could range from therapy shots or allergy shots, as they're commonly known. Other forms of therapy are steroid-based inhalers, are our controlling medications. We divide treatment into two groups, controlling or maintenance therapy. That is designed to calm the airways on a long-term regular basis. Then there's the rescue therapy, albuterol, the common puffers you see the asthmatic use on the street. Some non-medicinal forms called bronchial thermoplasty.
Now, is this for the most severe cases?
Yes, it is. A burst of heat, temperature of a warm cup of coffee, about 140 degrees Fahrenheit, that allows the muscle to denature, as we call it. The muscle thins, allowing the bronchial tubes to work more efficiently.
How uncomfortable is that?
It's not actually uncomfortable at all. We make people sleepy when we do this. The folks that I've performed it on have been quite happy about it. Their quality of life improves, and they wake up saying, "Hey, doc, I feel good."
Is it easy to diagnose asthma?
You know, yes and no. All of our mentors tell us not everything that wheezes is asthma. But when you have someone coming in wheezing, youngster or even a young adult, the diagnosis is relatively straightforward. Someone that tells you they always have a lot of nasal allergies and things like that, of course, that becomes an easy diagnosis. Someone that has leg swelling, you could have heart failure and other things. So you do have to make sure that if you have symptoms like that, the key thing is get to your doctor. Talk about your symptoms. And then they'll do some testing, both interview, physical exam, and then x-ray and lung function testing.
So you could have asthma and not know it?
Absolutely you can, yes.